Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the whole wide world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
It's hot, Cody. I'm dying.
It is very hot.
I'm like death.
Like, we don't have this new house we just moved to not too long ago. We don't have central AC here. We haven't bought a fan just yet. So we do have like this warehouse fan. So we're just using that right now. We haven't bought like a dedicated fan just yet.
You got that show on balls doing that right now.
yeah, I do.
He's wide open. He's like,
not that far off.
That's why his head keeps dead and like, He's like, yeah, his girl's like, what's that smell? Smells like apricots and acorns in here.
Like, extra ventilation.
He's like, that's the scent I use from Bath and Body Works. Apricots and acorns. It's part of their fall lineup. It was on sale.
Double A.
It was on sale. They're trying to get rid of the fall shit. It was the last one left. Oh, man, I ain't gonna lie. I forgot to turn that fucking AC on before we start. So I just got this ceiling fan. I'm dying.
Yeah, it's gonna be a hot couple weeks, actually. It's gonna be pretty much the 80s all the way through, at least in these parts.
I saw Palm Springs say 105. I said, oh.
Yeah, sound about right.
I said, that sound like death. It's like, that sound like death. I was looking at a Disneyland area for Monday. I was
I
was like, what that look like? Man. You don't see my ass.
That's what swore me off of Disneyland all these years. There was one summer. My mother, she's a huge Disneyland fan. She took me and the whole fam to Disneyland.
Damn,
every
she paid?
Weekend. No. My uncle had to hook up.
Oh,
okay. Like, tickets. But
mom was talking. I'm about to say, what you doing these days?
No. Damn. Slinging that shit? No. Yeah. No.
I was going to say, hey, Mama Cody.
No.
I could be single.
Hilarious. But yeah, it was the middle. It was August. I remember. August is like, I think it's like 2007. We went every weekend. And I think both days, Saturday and Sunday.
Oh.
Dead in the middle of the summer, dude. Hot as fuck. And I from that moment on, I cannot stand theme parks. Especially Disney.
Funny, because I think mine might have been 07 or 08, too. The last time I've been to one. And that might have been not Scary Farm. I fucking hate those Halloween ones or whatever and shit. Cause
not Scary Farm, all that bullshit.
I remember I got there early, like right on time. You know, they close the park at when it's time to kick off the scary shit part, right? So they kick everybody out, but I got to stay because I had the badge, obviously. I get on one ride, no line whatsoever. The next fucking ride I go stand in line for or whatever, that shit was a 2.5 hour wait. I said, fuck this place. I am never coming back because that was when like it started getting overcrowded. Everybody's coming to these events and from all the theme parks we have, Knott's Berry Farm might be the cheapest one out of all of them.
I think so.
Yeah, I think it's probably the cheapest. You can probably get a ticket for like under $100, I'm willing to bet.
I think if it's Six Flags, it's more.
Yeah, which is crazy because did Knott's buy them? Somebody bought them recently and I forgot who it was.
Maybe. I don't know.
I know Universal is probably like the second most expensive and shit. Next to Disneyland. I don't think anything topping Disneyland. I'll give Disneyland this. They open first thing in the morning and don't close the next day or whatever. So and they got a lot of shit to do. So you will be embraced in a bit of every goddamn thing you want to do, whatever, if you are into the Disney world of like Star Wars, Marvel, Pixar, animation shit and stuff like that. So you will be immersed into it. But Knott's is probably the cheapest. And I just remember, as you just said, I swore off theme parks because that line, 2.5 hours, that was like every line ride. I felt like I was in simulation line rides for most of the time I was there and shit.
Yeah, that's like 70% of your day waiting in lines.
I was like, which was funny because right by Knott's Berry Farm, so I had graduated high school. So I was making a little bit more money. Obviously, I was still living at home. So I turned into a big shoe head because I wasn't really a shoe guy in school because I didn't have no money to get that shit. So now I got money in my pocket. There was a shoe store right across the street from Knott's Berry Farm called The Attic, I believe. Asian owned shoe store, but they used to get all the kicks and shit. I mean, all the stuff back in the day. So that was back when lines were a thing, people. Before you was in line on the app on your phone every Friday or Saturday morning, you had to get your black ass up and go wait in the line to get shoes. This is before smartphones became actually smart. So, so you see that line wrap around or whatever and shit. And I think I did that one time and I said, yeah, fuck that. Lines ain't for me. So I go across the street to Knott's Berry Farm. I might have went with a friend. I don't think I went with you know what? My uncle and this girl that I was talking to at the time and her cousin, we all went. And I just remember standing in that fucking line for that log ride, dude. And out loud, you could just hear me say, fuck my life. I was like, yo, just fuck this. Fuck my life. I ain't never, ever doing this shit again. Never been to like one of them horror night themes. Not a Universal, not. I think Six Flags has one. I think all theme parks have one except for Disneyland. I think they do like a whole show, but it ain't like a theme or whatever. Never went back to a theme park ever again in my life, whatever. I was like, yeah, I don't do lines. Fuck all that. Now they got this thing, Cody, where they charge you like extra $30 to get a fast pass or some shit like that. And it's just like, well, if everybody had it, it's not so much of a fast pass no more than, huh?
So, I gotta say, yeah. And people will pay for that, too. People are nuts about these theme parks. It's like crazy.
Yeah, California. I don't know about other states. I'm sure it probably is. But California, I don't think we highlight that enough here. But our theme parks are definitely... And when I say our theme parks, I'm mainly talking about Universal and Disneyland, realistically. Knott's get some people in there instead of Six Flags, whatever. But they, in all honesty, they kind of like lower scale shit. I feel like people go to Knott's Berry Farm for other shit, not for the actual rides and shit like that.
Those theme parks are more niche.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you go there to go have dinner and shit. People go to Knott's Berry Farm to go to get that chicken there and shit like that or whatever or stuff like that. Hey, you'll never hear them go to be like, oh, man, you got to go to... shit, I don't know what the fuck, Ghost Town and Knott's Berry. Yeah, nobody say that shit. If anybody ever told you that shit, you'd be looking at them like, all right. You go to Disneyland, they'd be like, oh, did you check out Star Wars Land? Did you go to the Small World after all that shit?
Marvel Land.
Go across the street to Disney California, go to the Marvel store or something like that. Did you try that new Bayou place? That type of shit, whatever. Universal, Simpsons, the Transformer shit, you know, all that
Jurassic
shit. Stuff.
Park.
Jurassic Mummy. Park. Six Flags has died here. They don't really talk about it at all anymore. So, but yeah, those two. But that is part of LA and Orange County culture is our theme parks. Here in SoCal, California, it don't get highlighted enough, but Universal and Disneyland bring in some money. They banking. Yeah. They banking. Shit.
Yeah, man.
So they banking real quick. But it is the last drop here, folks. It is tequila week here on the last drop.
Oh, it's going to be an exciting one, too.
Because it is the birthday month, so I had to bring out something special, too.
The biggest of big,
yeah. Because last week, you know, I'm riding high off that damn amazing fucking beer, by the way.
Oh, yeah, man.
That fucking double barrel.
Told you.
That shit popped my cherry.
Ain't no going back now.
Nah, I don't want no other shit now. Don't give me no other shit. Cody's going to be like, you tried it. I'm like,
you better get that out of my face.
You blow me is what you can do. Or fuck would I drink that? Is that double bear? I'm going to be like start with putting my glasses on. I'm be like a beer student. Be like, so this was double barrel aged in, 7 years. Oh, get that child out of here. Mine is always 10 years and up. You know, I was like, oh, look at the packaging on this. It's so sealed. It's bottled and brewed as well in a barrel aged. Make that clear real quick, whatever. 2025. That was a good year. That was a good year. Yes, yes. That was the year of our Lord and Savior. so, yeah. You bring me just a bottle and it don't come in one of them double barrel aged cases or whatever shit. I'm like, oh.
What is this?
You think I'm common folk then, huh?
What is this swill?
Turn into like the motherfuckers on Titanic, take my glove off and shit and just slap it. Challenge you to a duel, bitch. I don't want to drink that. The fuck that I have? I forgot what I have for Whiskey Week. I forgot what I have for Whiskey Week now. Oh, I had the LaForque 36-year-old. Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, I'm riding high this birthday month, people. So I had the LaFleur 36-year-old, which is phenomenal. I had a double barrel aged beer or whatever. And now I got some aged tequila as well, too. So it's hot. I already know this going to fuck up my allergies, whatever, today. So you know what? Let's get into it. I already feel the sniffles hitting or whatever. So, Cody, what are we sipping on? I don't know why.
Alrighty. So, I just stopped by the local KML this morning, actually.
If they have my Cabal there?
No, not probably the one you're thinking about, but they did have a Cabal. Trust me, I looked. I searched.
I know you did. Motherfucker was looking at the wine section like, okay. That's wine. That's burgundy. All right.
You should have seen me inspecting every goddamn bottle there. Just guy, make sure.
Guy kept walking up to Cody. You need some assistance, sir? No? I know what it looked like. I saw it on the gram. That must have been some fucked up April Fool's joke now. I'm starting to believe.
Man, I'm saying that's some bullshit, dude.
Yeah. I
was like, this shit don't exist. At least not in California. At least not in these stores.
it don't.
Bullshit.
I just don't see it.
But today we are doing another special release from Cabal. This is their Hoven.
Nice.
Right there. 100% agave, coming in 47% alcohol.
How much was it at K&L?
This was 89, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's what I paid.
Yeah, it's plus tax. Yeah. I don't know. I forgot the price. Honestly, I wasn't really looking at the price. I was like,
he's looking at that bottle.
I ain't gonna lie to you, bro.
Who gives a fuck?
Like, let me grab this now. I mean, I waste time.
Who gives a fuck, right? You know, that shit is beautiful.
I usually don't do shit like that, but today I was like, nah.
Is that not the most beautiful Cabal bottle?
It almost evolves, particularly like where if it's like the lighting inside the place you're in is shaded or not. Because you get red highlights, but if you put it up to more light, it turns kind of like a pink.
Yeah.
This is gorgeous, man. Almost like a light orange at the bottom, too.
I'm about to join you on this. Let me grab mine.
Yeah, man. Let's do it. Yes, sir. Wait a
minute. Hold up. Fuck with your
Yeah,
herd,
this man. Bottle, man. This is gorgeous.
Fuck this, with your herd. Up there. So, by the way, I just want to make it clear too. Me and Cody, we have the limited edition bottle because the limited edition bottle has the leather tag and the leather stroke around the
label. Look at that. That is gorgeous, man.
The non-limited edition one does not have leather on it at all. It's just regular sticker and shit. Which I did see one of those too. So I was like, oh, Everardo was correct on that then. So, because I was just like, when he said that, I just went like, man, whatever, dude. You just making up shit.
Yeah, man. This might be so far. I think it's bottle of the year for me right now.
Yeah.
Design wise, aesthetics.
It's pretty beautiful, dude.
Look at the craftsmanship on this thing.
I don't know if you can see mine, but my level is about right there. So as you can see, okay. I've already been kind of drinking on some of it.
Dip a little bit.
I've had about two pours of it.
Okay. I haven't had the pleasure yet. I'm going to get into it today.
I think High Proof had it for the cheapest because High Proof sells blood money.
I think I did say that. Yeah. I think I did say that, yeah.
It's like $79 there. Right. That's just $10 cheaper. I mean, they clearly are selling blood money in that motherfucker somewhere or whatever. Mm-hmm. They like the Costco of liquor stores, Cody. You could get that really shit for like – I don't know how they do it. I kind of want to get the owner on the show, to be honest, and just – But then I feel like we're gonna be
a little bit.
I feel like we're gonna be exposing secrets that he'll have to kill us afterwards for and shit. I don't think I want to be involved.
Y'all know, I can't post that, right?
I mean, honestly, it's weird that the shit there don't sell out right away.
Yeah,
like I'm kind of a little shocked by that. I mean, every rare tequila bottle I probably have, or whatever, I most likely got it from there. Like, and I'm in like my high end bottles, like the G4, the Tres Cuatro y Cinco.
And they always sell at the right price.
Yeah, because that G4, I didn't pay the $500 for that every other store was selling. I got it for $400 there. And then even their El Tesoro Booker's bottle. I gotta tell you, the fucking cork on this is a bitch to put back on.
Man, put it back in, bro. I was just fucking. Yeah, I was like, Jesus, you need to resize that thing.
Gotta put strength back into this motherfucker. Yeah. Whatever. Like, I'm afraid I'm gonna break the damn thing. Whatever.
Okay, that's not just me then. Okay, you're a little struggling just now.
I know Eduardo does like a, he has like his own little clothing company too as well. I gotta tell you, I love that Cabal logo on the tag, that little CA right there. That is,
yeah, that's cool, man.
That
yeah,
is cool.
I like that because it's very simple but like elegant.
It looks elegant as shit. Like it looks yeah. like you see that logo. Like I feel like you could see like a black screen on a commercial and that logo just pops up and just fades away. You just like, oh,
shit. It'll make like some badass cufflinks too.
Hell yeah! Actually, you know what? He mm-hmm. might need to look into that. Or like I know G4 has like the. It's like I forgot like a pull up tie for like bull riders and shit, whatever stuff. Mm-hmm. That'd look good on like a track. I think I have one of those G4 ones actually. Oh yeah, I do. It looks like this and shit with the medallion and the strings or whatever and shit. That would look good on a Cabal one. Now I'll give you my thoughts. What I thought before when I sipped on it, this shit is spicy.
This thing smells insane.
It's spicy too.
It is tropical. Mm-hmm. It's like. It's juicy, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
In the nose, like
very citrusy.
Wow, very citrusy.
It's got a lot
like
of.
So I'm getting like even melon notes.
Some earthy tones in there too.
Shit, maybe get like a passion fruit.
That pepper.
I would not expect it to be this tropical.
Now I will tell you on that taste, it's spicy as fuck. Because when I went back for the second pour, because I had it the other night too, I was like, oh shit, it's still spicy. I was like, all right.
You got a little vanilla too. Oh, you know, that's what I was getting, pineapple. I'm getting a shit ton of pineapple on this.
Yeah, there's also like some herbal essence in there as well too.
Yeah, a little, yeah, I can see that.
It's very subtle though. And not the green kind you grow in your backyard. Yeah,
very, very light about a cinnamon.
Agave is very cooked too, as well.
Mm-hmm. I love that smell. Yeah, I'm giving that 3.5 probably.
Got a little warmth on there too.
Yeah,
or maybe that's just the fucking rooms we're in right now because it's hot. Mm-hmm. So, all right, cheers, salute.
Cheers, sir.
It's gonna be spicy.
Mm. Oh,
oh, yeah. Yeah. See, yeah, right on there too. Okay. Mine's been open for a little bit. It's not as spicy as it was the first two times I had it.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Okay, that's interesting. Okay.
I will say this. Definitely has Hovind notes on there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you was a blind test me on this or whatever, I'd be like, that's a Hovind. I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about the finish of this one. I do like the palate up front.
Yeah.
A lot in the middle of the palate, yeah. But I think the finish is quite lacking.
The finish for me, now, I don't remember this in the first two. It was just extremely spicy.
Mm-hmm.
It's died down a lot now. The spice now just explodes
it's finish. Spicy.
It explodes on the finish part of my throat now, and then it just fades away.
Yeah, spicy. You do get a good amount of heat. You do feel that 47%.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, finishes. Pretty much non-existent. Like you get some of the cinnamon notes and that overall spice, but other than that, you're not really getting much.
Kind of dryish, blandish too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the finish from my side or whatever, now that my bottle's been open for about, when did I get this, Cody? A week ago? About a week and a half ago. It's exploding in the throat area, but then it just, not the spice doesn't fade away, but the finish fades away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Spice is still lingering in there or whatever, but it just becomes kind of bland.
Yeah. Yeah, I will say the palate pretty much follows the nose beef beat, I would say. What I am getting more of, I'm getting much more pepper and much more cinnamon on the palate.
I didn't get this before sipping this, but the palate is more crispier too. It's got a little crispness to it.
Yeah, it's a shame too, because it's actually really good. But I think the finish is really detracts from it. Yeah.
I've only had one Hovind, and you probably asked too as well, Cody. When we were at Vintage Wine and Spirit, is that Yayo Hovind, those Dia de los Muertos releases they did. And you didn't get to try the other one that I really like more.
Right.
The apple one or whatever. That's the only one of Hovind I've had where like the flavor profile like sticks around. Like I think what Cody is saying too on this finish, it just turns into Hovind.
Yeah,
I know it's weird to say whatever. Because
it's like you said, it's young, there's not a whole lot of nuance to it. There's not really much complexity there.
Mm-mm.
It's unfortunate too, because the nose and the initial palate, it kind of promises that shit for like something special, but at the end of the day, this is really turns out to be not so special. Which is unfortunate.
the finish to me is not as refreshing as the palette is.
No.
Palette is great. If I was mm-hmm. to grade this on a palette,
that'd be really fucking good. Yeah.
I'd probably shoot this on a 3.5 on that palette area.
Yeah, I would say 3.5. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be in that range, whatever. I think if we didn't do finishes on here or finishes didn't exist or whatever,
mm-hmm.
I think altogether with bottle presentation and palette
area. Yeah, I'll probably get this at 3.5.
Yeah, I'd probably be at 3.5 area, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'd even almost be questioned to go up to a last drop in a second sense of going like, look at that bottle presentation and the price is under $100.
I would say the price for the bottle, I would say, yeah.
Yeah, so I'd be like
presentation.
I'd be like kind of like a low last drop type of thing, high 3.5, low last, or something like that, or whatever shit. You could convince me, basically, is what I'm saying. But you throw in the finish there, and it just knocks off half a point or whatever. And
yeah,
it's just like,
and now that lingering aftertaste, I'm not crazy about.
So I don't have that anymore.
Yeah,
which okay. is, so, thank God.
So, yeah, it's, so that's have to open up a little bit then. Okay.
Yeah, because there that first when I first opened it, because like you. Right when you got it, I opened mine right away too. I wanted to try this thing because I was like convinced that this Hoven was gonna like change my opinion on it.
Hoven,
mm-hmm. like because like Yayo's a good tequila company or whatever. But let's be real, Yayo. I mean Hoven's that ain't like a Yayo specialty or anything like that. But they knocked it out of the park with that Hoven, so it opened my mind up to try more Hovens. I tried the Lost Lore Hoven, and funny enough, I tried it with Eduardo, who's the owner. He bought the bottle. He's like, let's try it now. And me and him both looked at each other and it was kind of like. Just tastes like a Hoven, really. This one has potential as like it kicked off really well in the nose and then on the palate. I would even say that little burst of spice too on the back end or whatever. I'd be like, oh, okay, all right, that's a little something there, whatever. But then the finish just kind of just falls like dry and underlying and kind of flat for me as well too. It's not as refreshing as the palate because as Cody said, man, I'd like to go to a beach with this. I'd like to take this to a tropical island and chill with this, whatever. But then when it gets to the finish, it goes like, I'd like to just go to dinner now.
Or drink something else. Yeah, sucks, man. It sucks because you really feel like you're in for like a true treat mm-hmm. with the nose and the initial palate. But
I didn't want to get you too excited. That's why when you were talking about the nose, I was like.
That finish, just everything just kind of falls apart from there.
The color's nice. Color's
nice.
Color's nice.
Like a pale straw gold kind of.
Chardonnay a little going
on.
Yeah,
it should look like Chardonnay. Yeah.
Everything's fantastic. Finish is where it falls flat for me too as well. I wish it had more of those citrus notes that the palate had.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's like some little herbal essence there, but I feel like the spice is overpowering it to where I'm not really getting too much of it.
I agree. I do think this is a little too spicy.
Yeah.
And I don't get me wrong, I like spice, but I like it more when it's like in balance with other things going on. And I do think it's a bit overpowering on the end of the palate there. I agree with that.
I'll tell you this. You leave it open I've left mine for a week now. The spice isn't as strong. It's still strong, but it's not as strong as how you fucking sipping it. So it definitely will linger off a little bit more now. But the spice definitely still is like the number one ingredient that you're going to get full and full through. Like it is like, there it is. It honestly, too, what I don't like about the spice, and I look, like Cody said, I like spice, but what I don't like about it makes you forget about the other notes.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, because the agave gets kind of lost and all that
mm-hmm.
for me.
Maybe I guess the real question is, maybe we should take this at a different approach. What is the purpose of a Hoven?
Great question.
Like what is, I feel like maybe me and Cody, and I can tell you this right now, we're not going to have a Hoven month because we're not going to spend money on that.
No.
Unless you want to, unless y'all decide to make miniatures and shit, I'm all for it then, whatever and stuff. But
I'll do that.
Because we just not spending $70 on bottles we experiment. That's just crazy. I'll even tell you this though, if another bottle came out looking like this and it was a Hoven, Cabal, whatever, I'd buy it again just because of that, whatever, because that could.
Yeah. Like I said, I have no regrets buying this. Mm-mm. I have zero.
I guess what we're trying to see is, Cody, how many Hovens do you think you've had in your life now?
Maybe 4-5 tops, something like that.
I can tell you I've had 4 total in my life. Like 4 directly. Mm-hmm. I guess because Yayo released a second edition. So I've had 6 then. Sorry.
Okay.
I've had those 4 Yayo ones. I had the Lost Lore one and this Cabal one. I don't know what the fuck a Hoven's doing. We know what a Chris Liano is supposed to do. It don't supposed to do shit. It's supposed to be like a amalgamation of like all these tequilas mixed into one.
Don't worry, Hovind. Chris Liano still has you beat as far as like the worst expression.
Yeah, I'd fuck with a Hovind way before.
Oh yeah,
like you. I'd go buy three more of these before I ever fucking buy a Dobell. And Dobell cheaper. And I would still buy three more of these and be fine or whatever and shit. You know what? Let's see what Google says. You know, what is the purpose of a Hovind? Like, what is it trying to highlight?
Age old question.
Because we know what a Reposado is supposed to highlight. It's supposed to highlight the balance between a Blanco and an Añejo. We know what an Añejo is supposed to highlight or whatever. It's that barrel agedness that you get. The Blancos, we know that that highlights the agave. It's
a true expression of the agave. Yeah, purest form.
Okay, so the purpose, Cody, it says, it bridges the gap between different spirits. It delivers the bright, crisp, age-worthy freshness of a Blanco while adding subtle, smooth complexities from aged reserves. In the world of agave spirits, a Hovind, sometimes called gold, is an unaged Blanco, silver.
It's interesting they put the word smooth in there, because I wouldn't call anything about any Hovind I've tried.
No.
The best one I tried was probably that Yayo one. That was actually pretty fucking good.
Because it was flavorful.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
And that's like the only one where I would put that word smooth even near. But otherwise.
That's the only one I had that never tastes like a Hovind.
Yeah. Yeah.
Honestly, they could have lied to me and said that's a Reposado. I'd have been like, oh,
I would have believed it.
Yeah. Like, maybe I'll go back to those and review them again or whatever. Because, like, yeah, I. Especially.
Yeah, it was funny. I was actually thinking about getting that one.
Yeah.
I saw it. I was like, no.
Was it the second release or the first one?
I don't know.
Okay. The first releases have the skull faces on it. The second one's just like plain boxes with like designs on them and shit. Like
I think it's the second one, man.
Okay.
I think it's the second one. Yeah.
I agree more with this statement that it says, in the world of agave spirits, a Hovind, called gold sometimes, is an unaged silver Blanco spirit blended with a smaller amount of an aged spirit like a Reposado or Añejo. I could see that more than that that first one or whatever. Because an unaged Blanco, I could see that. Like, where it's not heavily on the agave essence or whatever. It would just basically be like a really low-profile Blanco that you probably wouldn't even want to fuck with or whatever. But you mix that with something that is a little bit more aged, with like a Repo or Añejo. So I could see that out of the Hovind. I just think that it's not taking the elements of those two spirits in together and doing it properly. I'm actually even more curious now how Yayo did that than how they made it so flavorful, where that came from. I will say this. I don't hate it.
No, I don't hate it.
Yeah.
I don't hate it at all.
To me, it just comes off as more of a, I could sip this as an every other dayer. Not an every dayer, but an every other dayer.
Yeah. I think that's fair.
Yeah, because I'm not into spice like that daily.
No.
This is like a twice a week thing or something like that.
Yeah, and if I got some high-proof Blancos in the vicinity, I'm not going to choose this over that. Kidding me?
Yeah. I'll say this, too. The Hovinds haven't run me off yet. They have me more a little curious in a way. Not enough to spend money on, but if there was at a tasting, I would try them. Because I think that there is potential to do something special all the way through with it, as Yayo has proved that to us or whatever. I just feel like some people might even hate that Yayo one if they like Hovinds, because they go like, this doesn't taste like traditional Hovinds to us or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
So for us, I don't think it's doing anything to blow our mind to get us in the Hovind world if you like Hovinds. Others might like this, or love it, I should say.
Yeah. I'm sitting there, and I'm liking wet. That was just heat and cinnamon.
Right, you got to, yeah, that shit needs to air out. Because I thought the same thing, too. I was just like, ooh.
Yeah. It's like super fusilly right now. I'm like,
the second time I opened it was probably like 2 days later. And I thought it was like going to change a little bit. It was still like the same spice or whatever and shit. This is the first time I've sipped on it now, so after a week, that it actually tastes
delicious. Spice.
Yeah. I wasn't joking when I kept saying it's spicy. Shit. Yeah, like, it's spicy. Yeah. This is the first time now that I've sipped on it where it's not like how you tasting it. So kinda I think
mellow it out a little bit.
Yeah, it's got to be like at least a week then, because what I got it on a Thursday last week, Cody.
Is that about right?
Yeah, it was like during the week or some shit. It was probably like a Wednesday or Thursday or whatever. Got it at Louis Liquor, Azusa, California. Hooked it up. Gave your boy $10 off too as well. I respect that. Love you, Lucy. Yeah, it doesn't taste like how Cody's is right now. So I'd come back to it for you in a week or whatever to see.
Definitely yeah, we curious to try this. Yeah, yeah.
Definitely a little bit more different, but the spice is still the number one dominant characteristic there. As Cody said, I get a little hint of vanilla too as well now, but yeah.
Yeah.
It ain't lighting the world on fire.
No, definitely not.
No, it ain't lighting the world on fire. I would give it as a gift, though. Cheap enough.
Yeah, it would be a very nice gift.
Oh, hell yeah. Should you give that away? Dude,
if you can't drink, come on, man.
If you gave me this card, I'd be looking at you like, damn, yeah. They like me. All right. Shit.
Yeah, yeah, look at that. Gorgeous.
That's gorgeous. You're right about that pink, though. That pink looks beautiful.
Mm-hmm. The
bottom is kind of like white, yeah, too, as well. Yeah,
that gradient action. They do that gradient action so well in these bottles.
They really do, yeah, because that was the same on that blue wine and spirits one where it was like black mm-hmm. that faded into that blue and then the green and shit. Like,
yeah, and
then
the
corked one.
The golf one. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that one. Yeah. That
yellow and green hue yellow that and came green, in.
Gorgeous, yeah.
Yeah, they do that extremely well. You're right about that. That color shade into red looks like a fucking color chart.
Perfect.
Like one of them blind color charts and shit. Yeah, I'm thinking like so part of me is like at the beginning of everything, if I said take a finish, I was at a 3.5 or whatever. I think I've lost or whatever. I think if I would have been where I'm at where Cody's at, we would have just first cracked it. I probably would be like at 2.5 range. Mm-hmm. I think now more in the 2.5-3 range. I like that now that mine sit for a little bit, it's kind of died off that spice a lot because Cody's getting that full fucking kick of spice. Yeah. When I first sipped it, dude, I was just like, is it trying to, what was that joke in that Batman skit I seen when he said he gave us throat babies and shit? And he was like, here's the doctor or number to the doctor that develops acid to burn off your taste buds and shit like that or whatever. I was kind of getting that when I first sipped it. I was just like, I don't want my shit burned off like that. Like, I was like, all right, I hope this evolves as I continue to sip this, whatever. It really didn't. Then I came back to it 2 days. I didn't really see any much of a difference, really. It was still spicy. I was having it with dinner. I was like, ooh, I think I had it with a steak, too. Still kind of spicy. Steak kind of had a little pepper on that steak, so the pepper kind of died it off a little bit. Now, a week later, definitely will air it out a little bit more, so it's definitely more tolerable. I'll say that. I don't know how tolerable it is for Cody right now. Probably not at all, because I ain't gonna lie. For me, I was kind of like, ooh, they might have overkilled it with the spice. So, I think I'm gonna give it a 3. I could be convinced to go to 2.5. I think I'm looking more at that presentation probably and everything else around it.
I think so.
Yeah, because I could pay another under $100 for this. I paid 75, I think, or whatever for mine or whatever. With the $10 off, $75, whatever shit, I could pay another of that. And plus, it has gotten better for me as well, too, because mm-hmm. if it was like all that spice like last time, I probably would have dropped it to a 2. So, yeah, I'm going to go 3 on this, whatever.
3. Okay. Not bad. For me, while I do really love the presentation on this, I do think it is top-notch. I think just the juice inside itself, yeah, it needs to work. Like I said, I'm going to let this open up, but I'm going to grade this as it stands right now. I'm not crazy about it. Not the worst thing in the world, but man, that finish, dude, just kind of tears this thing apart.
I'm kind of shocked you could taste the finish, honestly, because when I first tried it, I ain't getting no finish. My mouth was smoky.
Yeah, not getting more of that lingering kind of astringent, just dryness.
Ah, okay.
And then the cinnamon. It's a lot.
Yeah.
Not very pleasant. I do enjoy most of the palate up front. Like I say, you get most of those tropical notes you get from the nose, which I do enjoy. But then it dissipates fairly quickly, and you get into that finish that's just kind of just two notes, just overly hot. Spicy.
Overly hot.
Damn.
See, that's why You're impressing me because you got to that finish. I didn't get to no finish on my first serve. I was like, that shit is hot.
Yeah. It breaks it down quite a bit for me. So while, like I said, the presentation is great, top notch, board side is not quite. Not the worst thing ever, but not quite up to the standard I would like in a pour. With the presentation being this nice. I'm gonna drop a 2 on this. It's gonna 2 for me. That is Tequila Cabal's Hoven. Gorgeous bottle. Not crazy about the juice.
I'm shocked you was able to get the finish. All I got was I didn't even get palate. I got gums. I was like, ooh.
clean that shit out.
Now it feels more, for mine, it's more centralized.
Yeah, more rounded off.
I wouldn't even say rounded off. The heat is not as like hitting the whole fucking mouth. It's just staying right in the middle and going right to the finish or whatever and shit.
Okay.
So it's centralized, like okay. right in the center and shit, like it's supposed to be and shit. It's not as well rounded of the heat and shit. So I that's how where it should be. Not that first sip you had or whatever, where it just fucking explode between the cracks of your teeth and shit or whatever, and the gums and everything like that. It was like, ooh, I don't want to be tasting that. That maybe I did taste the finish when I first did, but I didn't even attempt to because it was just so overpowering in the gums area and the palate and everything. I was like, yeah, this is too much heat. It's all that tropical shit you said as I got on the nose. It made me forget all that quickly. Let it air out for about a week. It definitely feels more centralized. First non-Yayo Hoven I've ever owned, too. So I don't know if that's how all Hovens work or whatever. I really kind of don't care, to be honest. I'll just say this. The Lost Lore one didn't fancy my pants enough to buy a bottle. And that one's like $60, I think, whatever. I probably would have gave that a 2.5-ish maybe or whatever. I don't think it was like, as Cody said, it wasn't terrible. Just kind of just there.
Yeah, that's another thing too. I know most of the Hovens are kind of in that $60-ish dollar range, but that's kind of relegated for me, at least with the High Proof Blancos. That's like the high end prices. I'd rather spend it on that for me.
I think if I'm not mistaken, that might be Yayo's highest, most expensive bottles is the Hovens, because I know they come in those nice box sets and shit. I think those were like $69 or $79, probably $79 if I'm not mistaken. So. At least for them, I'll say that theirs is flavorful. Like you're getting a lot of things, whatever. I think for like true Hoven aficionados that they out there, I think that probably pissed them off because I don't think that's really capturing the essence of the Hoven what they're
for.
Yeah. It sounds like the Lost Lore ones and all those are more up their alley, which I see a lot of people drink. They like them. So compared to that. So, and is this one, once the heat dies down on it too as well, I think it falls into that Hoven range as well, where it's just like, oh, kind of reminds me of every other Hoven that I've had, obviously. So with that said, I have something special here. I'm going to put this bottle on the floor now because it's distracting me with its beauty. It's just so beautiful, Cody. Like
it is.
Might be the cheapest Cabal bottle I think I ever bought. Honestly. Cabal's, I mean, it's not as cheap. It's affordable. It's not cheap, though, whatever. I think the cheapest we saw was that fucking K&L sale that they had for that repo. It was like, what, $36 or some shit like that? It was like, ah, damn. Regular price is like $60, so it's not bad. But, like, anything higher than that repo, whatever, especially for the horse heads, the cheapest one we ever got was the corked one.
Yeah, that's right.
Horse heads are like, you know, specialty releases, so they're like, you know, pretty pricey and stuff, but they're beautiful as fuck to stare at or whatever. They nice to rub on too. Matter of fact, too, they nice to lay in the anyway. So we just gonna move along now. So just stroking that horse just ever so nicely or whatever and stuff.
He seeks them so much.
I can't help it, man. That horse, it's looking at me right now. I didn't have anything down. For some reason, I just left Tequila Week blank. I don't know why for this month. I think I just said, fuck it. We're going to figure it out when we get there. And then I started questioning if I should even do this because, funny enough, next month we have a month dedicated to Extra Añejo. So I was like, ooh, I don't know if I should pop that neither then or whatever, because I was like, I might need that for next month or whatever stuff. But I was like looking, going like, I probably got enough. And I said, this is the goddamn birthday month. So I had to pull out the special glass for this. This glass is the glass I was using during when I was a judge at the SIP Awards last year, which they are begging to get me back. They actually like my shit, but they not tricking me. I'm sorry. That was probably the worst experience I ever had. Not by the SIP Awards itself. They were great, great hosts and everything. I loved everybody that worked on it and stuff like that. Amazing stuff. But I can't remember how many drinks came in that fucking packet, but they all were fucking horrible. They were all fucking horrible. I think I told Cody I should have went with tequila. I don't know why they gave me whiskey. I was like, it made me contemplate if I even really like whiskey, to be honest. I was just like, do I really like whiskey? I was like, yo. And one of them was Beyonce's whiskey, that Sir Davis.
Oh, that's right.
And mind you, people, I did these blind. So I had no idea what they were and stuff like that.
No biases.
I took notes. Notions. I took notes on it. I got it written in that book in my bag over there and stuff. And for the Sir Davis one, I said, this is bland, unforgettable, and it tastes like shit when it goes in longer or whatever. So when I found out what they were and I looked back at my notes, I said, oh, thank God, no bias. So I was like, I think the best one probably I had was the Uncle Nearest one. But even that one was just like, and then, like, by the time you get to the sixth pour, the seventh pour, and the eighth pour, you kind of just like, just stop. just stop.
Let's make it end.
Yeah. You just like, I it's like, how many more bottles are left? Oh, my God, it's 10 more. Oh, shit. It's like, yo, that really was like hell week. I ain't gonna lie. That was worse. So they're trying to get me back, and I'm just like, every time I get an email from them, I just kind of stare at it and don't move. I just kind of shake a little bit and shit, and I get a little worried more or whatever and shit. And part of me goes like, you should do it. Because they did hook me up as far as bottles go. When it was time to take them, I told Cody, because I visited him right after when I got the Paradiso. Mm-hmm. Got the old granddad for $9. Kind of, you know, red time. Then I got that Parker's Heritage 13-year-old bourbon, which me and Cody opened up right then and there. I think we gave it like a 3. 13-year-old, we opened that up, and I was just like, I got that for like $50 or some shit.
Hell yeah.
So they hooked it up. I mean, so if I do it, it'll be so I can get invited to take some of their bottles off their hands when they're done and shit. That might be actually the only reason why to do it then, to be honest, huh?
Yeah. Not bad incentive.
Damn, I probably should do it then. All right. Because I've gotten hooked up from them. Like, even before that one or whatever, they gave me some, like, duty-free shit that I was like, whoa, I didn't even know they made this anymore and shit. Like, some Evan Williams celebration bottles and shit. Those are, like, legendary people. As far as legendary on taste, not, like, rarity on price or anything like that. But, like, because you can't find them really anywhere. I think they're more overseas now. But Evan Williams used to make these celebration bottles, kind of like Sierra Nevada with their celebration beer and shit. Them fucking shits were delicious. I still have one, too. So, so I'm using that glass anyway. These glasses are fucking great. They're weird as fuck to sip from. I will say that because of the little hook on them and shit. But these are official tequila whiskey tasting judge award glasses or whatever and stuff. This is the official one that they use at every award show to sip from. On the nose, though, on these things are fucking fantastic. It just airs out so much better or whatever. I think I was telling Cody about these glasses a while back. And I was trying to get him one when I was when I got those bottles. But they was like, oh, yeah, man, we ran out of those. So it was like, oh, we got to get more. So I'm using that to – the reason why I'm using that is because I have something very special to open. This is a 200-milliliter bottle that I got for $100 because this bottle goes for $800 for the full-size bottle. So I got the hookup at a special event we went to at a golf course. Me and Yoon was there. It was a tequila event, and they were selling the bottles as well, too, funny enough. So how shocking would that be to be, you know, knocking some balls back, whatever, and be like, oh, tequila thing. And that is Fuego Tequila, which is a new veteran-owned company or whatever from our favorite Nam, or at least mine. I can't speak for Cody. Sergio Cruz's Nam. That's Nam 1414 that produces Yayo.
Good shit.
Lost Lore, Insuino, All kinds of shit. There's so much shit that comes out of that NOM, whatever. I just found out like a few months ago this came from 14 Pro. I was like, that makes sense. I was like, that actually makes sense then, or whatever. So I don't know how he does it, but he does it. So a lot of good shit come from it. Matter of fact, I got a NOM 1414 shelf. It's just 1414 bottles there. So, and that is Fuego's Extra Añejo 16-year-old bottle.
Look at that.
That's the actual medallion, too, by the way. Oh, this is shit. Heavy as shit. This bottle design is fucking beautiful right here.
Look at that.
This bottle's expensive. Like I said, it is almost $700-$800, whatever. But it's probably the oldest fucking tequila I've ever had. A 16-year-old Extra Añejo. It's a small batch, traditionally crafted, 100% agave in here. I got bottle number 276. Oh, I'm sorry, Cody. I was wrong. It's aged for 16.5 years.
Oh, 16 and a half.
That little half more. Okay. They use deep well water on this. Wild yeast. It was distilled in copper pots, American white oak used barrels. Cask L number 52. When he told me I got one more bottle of this, I sell it to you for $100. I said, Tequila Pete, his wife were there. They were all like, oh, you got to get that, Jay. I was just like, $100? I was like, fucking wrap it up. Let's do it. I was like, yeah, I can't pass that. A 16-year-old. First of all, I'm never going to spend $800 on the Bullseye bottle. Let's just be real. I'm not doing that.
That's insane. Yeah,
that's a crazy price. But you know what? For that age bottle, I get it. I actually do understand that one. It's like, you're not getting another tequila Extra Añejo. Most of them ain't even in double digits for this. So,
most of them not.
Yeah, so I get, and they charge way more. They're like 500. Well, yeah, perfect example. 7-year-old Extra Añejo, I paid 500 for it, or damn near 500. So that G4 one, that's going for $500 mm-hmm. fucking dollars and stuff. So extra $300 and you jumping up by fucking what? A couple, almost 10 years more? Shit?
Yeah, almost a decade.
That's pretty incredible, right? How many 16-year-old Extra Añejos you walking by, Cody, that you paying $100 for?
Not one.
Yeah, so when he said $100 for the smaller one, I was like, to steal. Yoon, I'll give his quick review on it. That motherfucker had it in his glass. That motherfucker walked into the shadows to go smell that shit. Motherfucker went to the shadow realm and shit, whatever and stuff. He just went. I could tell because I'm from a distance. I was watching him. All he went was, like, you could read his mouth and shit. Whatever. Oh my God. I was like, so I thought that shit was delicious as hell. I was babying it. So everyone that's had it loves it. They come to all the stuff. So, and I've had the whole lineup now at this point. Synthetic cork even on the miniature.
You like
love
that.
We love like that. Oh, it's ceramic on the inside. So, okay, this is ceramic on the outside.
Okay. Very nice.
Damn, that smells great.
Now, forgive me. What type of barrels are those again? Those aged in?
These are American white oak used barrels.
American white oak used barrels. So good.
Uh oh, fucking allergies, man. Oh, great. It wasn't difficult putting the cork back on. So that's fantastic.
Very nice.
Colors.
Liquid gold.
That color is beautiful right there. Liquid gold right there. Oh, God damn, dude. Ooh, Jesus Christ.
There, he tells a new expression.
That shit is heavenly. Oh. It's got layers on it and shit, dude. It's like an onion in this bitch. Not nose scent, but yeah, not literally people. Yeah, people are like, onion, what the fuck? Ugh, sick bastard, you, whatever. Like, oh man, dude. Oh my God, dude. Dark chocolate, butterscotch. Mm-hmm. There's like a hint of cherry on there as well, too. Oh, I just put my fucking. That's probably why they made that glass that way. It actually fits your whole like mouth and nose and all. Oh. Like a fucking mask on the plane and shit.
Just become the spirit.
Oh, yeah. You just like come one with it or whatever and shit. You start talking like Bane. I'm like, oh. Oh, my God. It's got a lot of dry fruits on there as well, too. Man, this is. There's like a hint of vanilla, too, as well. Obviously, it's Extra Añejo, so it probably should be there. Like, obviously, some. hint of spice in two. The spice is very subtle as well. All right, I don't want to talk more about nose. I want to just go ahead and... Wow, dude. Yeah, you got to go back in the cabinet. That's...
Yep.
Yeah, you just...
Yep. Special occasions only.
I think that shit just cleared my nostrils. Not sniffing it, sipping it. I just felt like a little portal just opened up in that right nose right there, whatever, and shit, whatever. Like, that just, wow. That was very special right there. That was so fucking good, by the way. What we doing here? Oh, yeah, we reviewing it. Yeah. That's one of those that just makes you forget you're even drinking.
Yeah. Like that.
God, it's so good, dude. Oh, my God. It's everything you think of with an extra nail, man. It's just like, just gets it. It's, oh, God. It's, shit, the hair is standing up now. Oh, shit. A little bit of that hair is standing up there.
Damn, it's in the air.
Hold on. I got hit. Oh, shit. I'm about to rock. That shit bruised me. I know how he does that shit. Oh, damn, shit. Oh, man. There's some toasted oak on there. That's on the... You're getting that more on the finish and whatever. The front and the palate, whatever, it's like the dark chocolate-ness on there. It's kind of velvety, too, as well. It's very rich. I'm taking baby sips right now, too, because I don't want to have to pour more of that shit.
Got to save it up.
That's just... It's only a 200 milliliter, people. Yeah, that's not...
You can get that bottle again.
That's like a I can hold it in my palm, mm-hmm. shit type size. Actually, you know what? Yeah, pretty size much. Of my hand. Yeah. So as the quote, a great doctor, the power of the sun in my hands. Yeah. His name was Dr. Octavius. Yeah. He's a great, good dude. Yeah. Really good dude. Yeah. He was trying to give energy and power to the whole world. Yeah. Free, basically, and stuff like that. No freak accidents or nothing happened.
Yeah. What happened to that dude?
You all have to die doing something we love, you know?
I guess so, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I think this menace killed him. According this reporter, Mr. Jameson, reported some menace killed him.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think I know which one. I think I heard about him. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Some people were saying it's fake news. I don't know. That Jameson guy seems like a pretty credible source.
Yeah, I think he's reliable. I don't know.
Yeah. And he don't seem like he biased.
Nah.
Not one bit, yeah. So this menace killed him. He wears like red and blue and shit.
Oh, I think I see some photos of him. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I heard about that.
Kind of a creepy fucking weirdo.
Yeah, climbs like ropes and shit, right?
Yeah. Swinging around and shit like that or whatever. Fucking sick bastard, shit. But you know New York, they produce all kind of weird shit.
So. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Got some turtles out there too, so.
I mean, he wouldn't be the first that's killed a doctor in New York.
Oh.
Well, I guess that guy was a CEO, but, you know. Close enough, though. I'm just saying. Yeah. But, you know, apparently New York, they got a boner against doctors out there. So, you know, they don't like letting them breathe.
Get that medical shit out of here.
Yeah, well, they don't want to hear that shit. I mean, you climbing from ropes and shit like that. I can see why he'd be pissed at doctors. Couldn't help his ass, huh? So. This glass is really weird. You got to, like, hold your whole fucking head back. But I guess that's probably part of it, though, because, like, it hits you in the nose of this part of the glass. So you also
specifically.
You're getting a whiff of it as you're, like, fucking sipping it instead of, like, just doing no. Mm-hmm. You get, like, a faint. You got to, like, really. So you're, like.
You truly are getting the whole experience right there.
Yeah, so this glass, you can get it on Amazon, people, for, like, probably $10 or whatever shit. I got mine for free, obviously. So I was trying to get more of them because I wanted to give some to Cody because I think they are really, like, very unique. And we used to talk about this a lot when we first started this show. Like, glasses are very important when it comes to drinking high-end spirits and shit. When if it comes to a long stem Copita, tasting glass, tequila sniffing glass, a roundabout glass or whatever and stuff like these, you know, Glencairn, these glasses all determine of what more of an essence you get, rather it be from the nose, palate, whatever it may be and stuff. That fucking finish... It's very long. It's clean. It lingers with this sweet oakiness on it too, Cody. There's like a hintle a gentle. I started speaking Spanish. Mejente, jinto, everything got a J. Jinto, jinito, you know.
Jalapeno.
Yeah, jalapeno. Zsa, jinito, you know. So it's like a hint, a gentle hint of like pepperiness on the back end too. It's very like campfire, or not campfire, house fire, chimney fire type of like warmth there as well too, like in the winter time you just rather around the camp, the little fire and shit, it has that like feeling to it. It just feels very inviting too. It's got a lot of just like really complexity on it as well, very unique. It's just so fucking well done how they crafted this small batch bottle here. There's like some palate too. It's like roasted almonds too as well. Get some almond notes on there. I think I said velvety already. It's got like that richness on there. Baking spices are starting to kick in. Dark chocolate fucking all over as well too. God damn, dude. Some of these extra nails I had, man. You don't get a lot of agave on here, too. So that's what I was about to say. Some of these extra añejos I be sipping on, I could be convinced they're not even tequila.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, they are just, like, very rich in their own little world of, like, just how they age process. 16 years, too, man. Damn. You know what? I said this about that Lafleur 36-year-old. It tastes like a very well-fined aged bottle. I'm saying the same about this. This tastes like it has age to it. Like, it don't taste young at all. It tastes very mature. It's got a lot of maturity to it. It tastes like it has, like, it took its time. It tastes like it just has, like, a lot of wisdom to that motherfucker or whatever. Like, you just like, yeah, I could tell that's been sitting around, whatever. And I'm comparing it to, like, the extra añejos I've had that were, like, up there in age compared to, like, the 10-year-old San Matias. What is it called? The El Rey? Oh, no, not El Rey.
Rey Sol.
Rey Sol, yeah, yeah. The, Rey Sol. To the 7-year-old G4, to a 5-year-old extra añejo that we've had too as well. So this honestly just tastes like it's in a league of its own. And obviously that age difference is fucking huge. I mean, it's a big gap there, and it tastes like it's just been classed that way. Yeah, I can't say enough positive thing about this. I always forget the owner's name, whatever. Great dude though, always dressed in suits and shit. Dude dresses like dapper as hell, whatever stuff. But they go to like any little tastings he can be a part of. I've seen him at almost damn near every one. I believe, and he's going to kill me for this because he literally could if he wanted to. He was a former Marine. So it is a veteran owned company. There's a bunch of veteran owned tequila companies. M77, Cardenas, these guys. Either Marines or Air Force. I'm blanking on what it was, but. Veteran of those stakes, so thank you for your service as well to that. But man, he just really understands the perfect balance of how aged tequila is supposed to be. This is phenomenal. Yeah, this is like in my top 10 easily for sure. I don't think anything is gonna knock this off of it as well too. It's giving me, not on the taste wise, but it's giving me Paradiso, it's giving me Lafleur 36, it's giving me whatever the fuck is on my best of list of the year or whatever shit, which would be a little unfair or unbiased because there's a lot of aged bottles on there then. So a lot of it is shit I can't afford. So, but yeah, I gotta give this a last drop. I don't think I can give this anything else.
Undeniable.
Yeah. I've 3 last drops in a row, baby.
Damn, man.
Yeah, 3 last drops in a row.
It's going to be one of them months.
I need one more week. Damn. I need one more week. I need mix and match week to. I'm a cheat now. I'm gonna just pick. I'm gonna pick Paradiso again. but yeah, I need one more week to get that 4-week completion of a last drop. So, my month may suck when it comes to entertainment, and movies, and shit like that. But hey, the spirits I try, they delicious as fuck, dude. This
bangers.
This shit has that little warmth in your chest, whatever. Man, feels like I'm being held right now. Comfort and shit. the hair on my arm just stood up a little bit just thinking about it, whatever. It's up there, Cody. It's just up there.
I see it, man.
Hey, look at that.
Shit is real.
Electricity. Shit is cooking. No, I'm just playing. By the way, where's that bottle at? Oh, 80 proof, 40% alcohol level. I already said non-1414. Medallion on that is beautiful. Oh, I didn't realize that was a lady. It's like a lady wrapped in bandages and shit like that.
Oh, very cool.
Fuego tequila, extra añejo is what this is. Got some characteristics. Region was Jalisco. Good shit though here though, dude. I love that lingering fucking long finish too. This lingers very mild on there with that oak barrel coming through on the S's there. Perfection. Wow. So last drop. So that is tequila week, folks.
Yeah, look at that. Last drop and a two.
Yeah, last drop and a two. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When's the last time you gave a 1.5 or a one?
Oh, I don't imagine it was that long ago. Probably I gave something like a 1.5 or a one.
I feel like most that lingered in a one for me, that shit went to a fuck it, probably.
I'm pretty sure that's something.
Yeah, I like the cork has that same symbol medallion on it too.
That's dope.
Yeah. So if you can find a 200 milliliter and they sell it for like, honestly, I'd even say like 150 is a steal because
I think I spent 150 on that.
Yeah, I mean,
I think I would
just to try a 16-year-old extra nail. Like, come on, yeah, 150 for that. I'd pay 150 for that because like $800. It's like, are you gonna pay that? No. 150 is affordable, so I would pay that easily. So if I saw another bottle for 150 or whatever, I'd probably grab it easily. I'd have 2 16-year-old ones. Yeah, I'd do that. Yeah, just to keep on shock. So yeah, it kind of reminds me of that Cabal Extra Añejos, that Black Horse, man. It's like, oh shit, so legendary right there. You got to get a hold of that. So, which I have a miniature version of that, which I don't plan on opening. So. But that's the end of the show now, folks. We're going to get out of here. Next week is Mix and Match Week, and the week after that will be the wrap-up of the month of June, but we'll be doing our top three or five. Yeah, there we go. Okay, yeah.
Top three and then bottom three.
Of the year so far. So between January and June. So unfortunately for me, the three might be this month, so I don't know.
So very well could be.
Yeah, I don't know how that's gonna be work out real quick because there was a few pours I had about a month ago or two, whatever, that was pretty fucking good too. So yeah, it's gonna be a really hard one. So yeah, I might already have like 5 or 6 bottles on my top 10 list already locked in. So
damn.
Yeah.
Just getting good to the middle of June right now.
Yeah, we're at the halfway. Hey, we're in the end game now, baby.
Yep.
Yeah, we're an end game, baby. Shit. And we'll do that together. Cody's like, liar. He's like, no. He's like, I didn't have the experience you had at Añejo month that you did. You know, he's like, I had a lot of fuck-its. So, oh, I need another sip. That shit's coming back now. So we're going to get out of here now, folks. We're done. We'll be back next week for Mix and Match Week. If Cody could find me another double barrel aged beer, that'd be great. Could you talk through that? That'd be great. I'd do that.
Yeah, if only. You and far between, my friend.
Oh, so that's a no. All right. Well, all right.
Far
well,
in between.
Got my answer right then and there. All right. Cody don't like to waste. He don't waste time or games. Right? He just tells you right off the bat. Doesn't leave surprise. No,
you can get your hopes up.
Yeah, he not. You should see him on anniversary days for his girl or whatever shit like that.
Yeah.
He's like, I got a surprise for you. She's like, oh, I can't wait. Motherfucker pulls right here. You go. There it is. Like, yeah, that's what I was getting you. Yeah. She's like, oh, why'd you build it? Oh, okay. All right, Cody. Thank you. Yeah. He's like, yeah, no problem. Yeah. Cody ain't into surprises and shit. He just tell you that it is right there. There. So yeah. So anyway, I'm your Godfather of Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the Godfather of Craft Beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.